May is also a month to honor our mothers, and that is not always the easiest thing to do. There are many ways to honor a mother, or maybe there is a need for boundaries with your mother. It's like we've heard many times, if it's not one thing, it's your mother. I am one, so I'm really aware that I may not get it right all the time, but I try. I have a great mom who will celebrate her 91st birthday, May 8th. And this will be her first birthday since my dad passed away. But man, she has just continued on being an amazing person, connecting with our family, following the Lord. And it really is a new stage of life for her. And some of you, whether your mother is still with you or maybe it's a little bit of a challenging relationship, we are grateful that we were born and we celebrate mothers today. We don't want you to miss Dr. Sherry Keffer's recent story on how the hedgehog effect intersects with therapy. Now that's something to listen to. Following the therapeutic wisdom of the hedgehog effect, a first on New Life Live, Dr. Jill Hubbard and Jim Burns empathize with Mary, who finds that she cannot communicate nor ask for a listening ear, nor request any comfort from her mom. Then I shared on habits, anxiety, and worry. So here comes Dr. Sherry Keffer with the hedgehog effect.
I brought my hedgehog. Her name is Belle, short for Desert Bluebell. I have a place here and one in Arizona, and I got her in Arizona. And basically what I do is I use her in therapy sessions. Now, you may ask me, what are you talking about? People have therapy dogs. They have therapy goldfish, maybe. I don't know. But I have a therapy hedgehog. And let me tell you why. There's something called the hedgehog effect. And this is a real thing. You can Google it. Basically, when two hedgehogs are out in the cold, they try to snuggle together. Well, what happens is when they do that, they end up quilling each other. And, you know, Jim had a chance to touch her and she's prickly, isn't she?
I think my hand is still bleeding.
Well, when they're scared, which she is right now, because she normally doesn't travel in a little case like I have her in right now. But when she's scared, she bristles and she becomes like a porcupine. So the hedgehog effect is that we move together when we are cold, but then we end up quilling each other. The reason I have her come into my office is when I'm dealing with betrayed partners and their significant other that has sexually acted out, what happens is the betrayed partner bristles. I mean, we are scared. And so our quills go up. And the one that's betrayed gets frustrated. They're like, why aren't you just calm down? Or can't you get over this? Or, you know, I've already said I'm sorry. Like these, I call them cheap sorries, or kind of misunderstandings of the level of trauma. When I have these gentlemen hold the hedgehog, which I do, and they're very prickly. And I talk about how Belle has a very soft tummy, and her tummy is like a little bunny. It's very soft. But she will pull in and protect her tummy when she's afraid. And really, that's all I have to do. I just have to have them hold this prickly ball of Belle. And there's a new story that they see. They begin to understand their betrayed partner is really hurting. She's hurting because of the deception. She's hurting because of the betrayal. She even gets hurt when you tell her to calm down. She just bristles more. It's like a parable for life. And Jesus gave us lots of parables. And so Belle is one of the parables that I use in my office. And you know, she helps people heal. So I brought her in today.
That's
so
great.
I could just share her with you all and talk about her. And I'd pick her up if she wasn't going to quill me.
Right.
It took me 3 months to hold her as a baby before she would actually set her prickles down and not quill me.